Okay, today is Daf Mem Dalad, or Mem Gimel Amud Beis. We're a little behind. We're about 10-15 lines from the bottom, where it says Umigva Me'emas Gavya. And today's shiur is sponsored by the Freud family, Le'ilu Nishmas, Rachel Bas Mordechai, Shama Shev and Leah. Okay, what does it mean Umigva Me'emas Gavya? When does the collection begin? What does that mean? When can you collect? So Rashi explains. We'll do the Rashi inside. Klomar. The Rashi of Umigva Me'emas Gavya. Klomar. L'inyan Zechiya Da'av, right? This right that the father has in his daughter's ksuva. The Chaziran Delav Basar Erisin Azlinan Afil Rabbi Huda Kediktani Umod Rabbi Huda B'ma'aris Esbito Ubagra. Alma Basar Ksiva Azal. We see that according to Yehuda, we said yesterday, it goes there when you write it. Right? That's what we said yesterday. He held it goes there when you write the ksuva, which is why the father writes it. When it's written, she's still living by the father. The father has rights to it. However, le'inyan mitaref lukuchos, but the right to take lukuchos, me'emas tarfa mimishabdi. When can you do that? In other words, let's say they get the right to ksuva in January. Right? The ksuva is written in January. But they don't get married till June. They have a June wedding. What happens, and then they get divorced in July. So now she's owed the ksuva. Can she collect from any assets the husband bought between January and June? The erusin was in January. The nisuin was in June. So during those 6 months, can she collect? He sold land to people, he bought, he tumult. Can she get that stuff? Or no? It only kicks in June. So any business dealings he did before June, even though the ksuva is written, it goes when it's written. So in January already they owed the money. And the father can collect because when it was written in January, she still lived at home. All that's true. But you hear the kasha?
Can she collect?
Can she collect? Well, the father on her behalf from the kuchos during those 6 months. That's the Gemara's question. You hear that question? Mishas Erisin, does it go from Erisin? That's when it kicks in. I'm still reading Rashi. Until then, no. Shas Ksiva, you can't collect. You could collect if he has the money. But if he sold land in February, you can't go to those people and take the land away. You can't do that. But if he sold land in June, you could. After the wedding, you could. Right? That's the Gemara's question. So, I have to be honest with you. The answer now is a whole long answer. I'm not 100% sure what this case is. I'm not 100% sure. But Amar Rav Huna gives the following psak. Mana masayim min ha'erisin. He says like this. 100 or 200 from erisin. And v'tosefes min ha'nesuin. In other words, the basic suva, yes. The basic ksuva does start from the erusin. So you can go back at any of the land he bought between January and June. Sorry. Any land he sold between January and June, you can go to those lukuchos and take it away from them. That's only regarding the base of the ksuva, the minimum ksuva. Now you want to impress her, so you offered her to pay her more? That extra, the Tosefes, only starts from the Nesuin. That's if Huna's Pshat. Okay? Mana umasayim mina irisin, v'tosefes mina Nesuin. Rabbi Yossi Omer? No, echadzev mina Nesuin. Okay? So it's a machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Yossi. Fine, very good. Now, umi amar Rav Huna hachi? Did Rav Huna really say this? Why? V'itba, but we learned. Now, this is the case, I'm not 100% sure what's going on here. Hotza alav shtei ksuvos. A guy produces two ksuvas. Echas shal masayim.
By the way, before it was not Rav Yossi, I think it was Rav Asi, if I'm not mistaken.
What do you mean, Rav Asi?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Rav Asi.
Sorry.
It's okay, no, good, thank you. Va'idmar, hotzia lo shtei ksuvas. A guy produces two ksuvas. Not sure, why does he have two?
She
produces two. Achas shal masayim, v'achas shal shalosh meos. One that says I'm getting 200, and one that says I'm getting 300. Some, for whatever reason, the guy wrote her two. Okay, so
he made more money and he felt illegitimate.
Fine, fine. Basa legabos, if you want to collect 200, so gova mizman rishon. You could collect from the first man, which at that man maybe it's 200, but maybe it's or shalosh meos. If you want to collect 300, gova mizman sheni. You can collect from the second man.
So, you mean the additional supplemental part?
No, no.
The ksuba.
What?
Collecting the ksuba.
Collecting the ksuba. Now, why would anybody choose to collect less money? I don't know. Why would anybody do that?
Maybe that's what he has.
Oh, so you want to tell me that the 200 is in the bank, and the other, the 300, I have to go chase it.
Is that maybe?
I have to chase it. Yeah?
If you don't, until she collects out of Ksuba, the estate has to support. So you can take one of them.
Right.
The state's still supporting her.
Yeah.
And then you can collect the other one if she wants.
You'll be better off collecting the smaller one.
So, the Imisa, if it's true that Rav Huna said that the base amount goes from the Erisin and the extra goes from the Nisuin, if that's all true, right? Then Tigvi Masayim Mizman Rishon Umeya Mizman Sheni. You hear what you just asked? Collect 200 from this first man and then the other 100, which is extra, break it up. So the Gemara says, 1 second.
Problem.
What?
It's a problem.
It's a problem on Rav Huna.
Yeah.
Ultaimeich, and according to that, Tigvi Chamesh Meos. So why don't you collect 500? Collect twice. So the Gemara says, no. Kulam Masayim Mizman Rishon Tlas Meya. Oh, Kulam Masayim Mizman Rishon Utlas Meya Mizman Sheni. Collect 500. It's two documents. Collect twice. No. El Chamesh Meos, my time, Elo Gavya. No, the 500, no. Why not? Kivon, the Lo Ksivla. It doesn't say in the Ksuva, Tzivisi V'yosifis Lach Klas Me'a Masayim. It doesn't say that this 300 is in addition to the previous 200. It doesn't say that. If it would have said that, then it would be a good. It doesn't say that. So what is it? It didn't replace it. I'm sorry. It replaced it. It replaced it. It wasn't in addition to. It replaced it.
The guy writes to get.
Correct. Hachi Kamar Allah. This is what he wrote to her. Imizman Rishon Gvias Gavya Masayim. If you want to collect from the first man, by the way, it's 200. Why would you do that? You don't know what the Chishbonos are going on. Imizman Sheni. If it's from the second man, then Gvia Tlas Meya. She can collect 300. No, so now we're going to get to the discussion as soon as we finish this Gemara. What happens when a guy comes with two stars? So we're going to get to that in a few minutes. Why would somebody do that? We're going to get to that in a few minutes. So it happened. This happened. This case happened.
What's the question of what the hell mean for 500?
Because she has two. Once it's two, once it's three. 2 plus 3 is 5.
Yeah, but
so the Gemara answers, no, it didn't say it's in addition to. Like Monty thought, like we thought before. He got richer. So he said, you know what? I'll give you another 300. That's not what he said. What he said was, I'll give you another 100. Right? Not another 300, another 100 I'll give you. Now, why would she collect 2 instead of 3? Because the 2 is here in the bank, and the 3 she has to go get the guy to sell his land that he sold. And so, I'll just take with the 2 already. Right? It's right here. Could be. So what about 5? No, not 5. So our question was, Rav Huna said that the original amount, the base amount, is from Shas Siva, and the Tosefes is from Shas Nesuin. Hachanami. Here too. Right? Hainu Taima Delo Gavya. This is why we're not going to double up and the guy comes with two ksuvas. We're not going to say that it was an addition to. Why not? Delo Midelo Kasavla didn't say Osifis Lach Meya Umasayim. I'm adding up 200. I'm adding it on. I'm adding an addition to. Didn't say that. Therefore, Midelo Kasav La Osifis Lach Meya Amasayim. Obviously, Achule Achilte L'Shibude Kama. She is being mochel the first star. She's being mochel the first ksuva. Which means if she comes with two stars. one that says 200, one that says 300, she can't collect the one that says 200. Why? Because the 300 replaced it. So it's nothing to do with our case of Shas Tziva, Shas Nesuin, nothing to do with that. It's a whole different case. Okay? Nothing to do with that. Now we're going to discuss this whole situation of a guy coming with two stars. Amar Mar, we just said, Ibai Bahai Gavya, Ibai Bahai Gavya. If he wants, he can collect from the first one, or if he wants, he can collect from the second one. So, Lema, Pligi Dir of Nachman. Let's say this is a Machalakas on Rav Nachman. Why? Dhamma of Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Shnei Staros, two stars, Hayotzim Bezachar Zeh, that come one after the other, Bitel Sheni Es HaRishon. The second one violates the second one nullifies the first one. Rav Huna didn't say that. Only by Ksuva maybe. But he didn't really say that. Right? But Rav Nachman says the second one violates the first one. Lav. So you see that Rav Huna can't halak Rav Nachman. So Gemara says, well, Lav mi Yitmar Allah. We learned about that statement of Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, Moder Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman would agree, Di mos osif be dikla l'tosefes kasve. If you would add on one thing to the second star, then it's not mavatal the first star, it supplements it. Hachanami, ha'osif la'midi. He added something on. In other words, if I write a star, I owe you $100. Then I write another star, I owe you $100, plus I'm going to take it to the Yankee game. Because because whatever reason. So it doesn't replace it, it doesn't mavatal the first one. It supplements it. I'm not exactly sure what this. Exactly sure. Now, Gufa, Amar of Nachman, Shtei Sharos, two Sharos, Hayotzim Bezachazeh, that come one after another, Bitel, Sheni, Esarishon. The second one nullifies the first one. Amar of Papa, Umodur of Nachman, Rav Nachman would agree, Hai Osif Be Dikla, Lutosefes Kasve. If you add something on to the second star, then the first star is not bottle. Okay? Now, Pshita, It's very obvious. Rishon b'mecher, v'sheni b'matana, right? In other words, a guy says, I'm selling you my land. He comes, he has a star that says in January, it says that Reuven sold land to Shimon. Then in February, he comes with a star that says Reuven gave the land to Shimon as a gift. Why would somebody do that? Says the Gemara, it's obvious. Liafos kochau hu dekasavla mishum dina debar metzra. Why? Because the halacha is you're not allowed to sell land to somebody unless you give a right of first refusal to somebody that borders the land. Now you didn't do that. You didn't do that. You sold it to your buddy down the block, and you didn't go to your neighbor first. So what do? You want to make sure your friend down the block keeps the land, not your neighbor who's adjacent. So what do? You give it to him as a matana. I'm allowed to give matana to whoever I want. I don't have to go ask my neighbor permission. I'm giving it to matana. He was waiting to buy it because it was adjacent. So what? Too bad. So that's clear. If a guy did that, obviously he sold it and then he writes a matana. Why is he writing a matana? Because he didn't follow the din of bar mitzvah. Okay? Make sense?
So what happens in that case?
What? The guy who bought it keeps it.
Even though
what? I know, but the halacha is you have to offer it to your adjacent neighbor first.
Right.
And he didn't do that.
So even though he's circumventing by trying to say that it's a sale now? A matana?
Yeah. So you want, maybe he can take it to bed, I don't know. But the point is, why would a guy come with two documents that say two different things? One says I bought it, one says I got it as a gift. It's very clear why. Why would he do that? Because I want to make sure that the other neighbor there doesn't have a taina. Can he have a taina? I don't know. It's very clear why a guy would walk in with two shtars like this, right?
Which shtar was written second?
The matana. Okay. First he sold it. Then he said, hey, wait a minute. I heard in Daf Yomi, you have to offer it to your neighbor first. You know what? I don't know if I don't like that guy. I'll give him as a matana. I'll write him a shtar matana. How can I have a taina now?
I don't think he's saying he wrote a shtar matana. He's saying the same duplicate shtar, but you're assuming it's given as a... He didn't say, he says... Right? Is he actually writing a lashon matana, or he didn't write a regular star? And we're saying, well, he's probably.
Oh, you wrote a star matana.
He did. Yeah. And we're explaining what he meant. It's a. It assumes the it becomes a shtamar tam.
No, so it's a pshita. It's obvious that if the first one is a mecher and the second one is a matana, the first one's not batal. That's all we're saying. The first one, we said, if you ever come with two, the first one becomes bottle. Yeah, but not always, because in this case, not bottle. What's it doing here? It's so obvious what it's doing here. It's pshita. Why is it here? Because he didn't file dinah de bar metzra. Okay? Next. V'chol shkein, rishon b'matana, v'sheni b'mecher. What about the other way around? The first one's a matana, and the second one's a mecher. So now, why would you do that?
Assuming he did not tell his neighbor.
Yeah.
And he comes with it, and he sold it.
Who sold it? The owner? Okay.
He sold it. Now, the second guy comes along and says, I don't care, this is my... Is he...
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know if he could have a taina. I don't know. The halacha about that. What will happen? What's Bezin going to do? I don't know. The point is, when a guy comes with two stars like this, the first one's not bottle. Because it's so obvious what's going on.
According to Rabachman, it is.
It's so obvious what's going on. Now, does the neighbor who's cheated out of this adjacent land have a taina? That I don't know. In other words, will this trick help? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know the answer to that question. But the first star is not bottle. That's all we're saying. Next, the other way around. The kolshkein, rishon b'matana, v'sheni b'mecher. The other way around. The first one's a matana, and the second one is a sale. Damrinon, so why would someone do that? I gave it to him as a matana. Mishum, because dina de balchov hu de kasav kein. I think he wrote it, the second one, to protect it from creditors. I think that's what that means. In other words, Reuven gave a field to Shimon as a gift. Yeah, but Reuven's deep in debt. He owes Levi, Yehuda, Zvulun, he owes all those people money. So what are they going to do? They're going to come and take it away. So I think he writes him a shtar mecher, I sold it to you, to protect it from those people taking it away.
How does it do that?
I'm not sure. Did I get the case right?
You did, but look, you can go to the kufa and take your debt.
Even on a sale?
Why not? Just all the time. It's not just
Yeah, so what's going on here exactly? What does it say there in the article? Oh, there's big notes? Yeah, it's very complicated. Exactly. I'm not 100% sure. However, Ella, e shnehem b'mecher, or shnehem b'matana, bittel sheni esarishon. The second one nullifies the first one.
No, okay? In case it's taken away, they can go back to Reuven eventually and say, I want my...
So it's taken away, he can go back...
It's all being done that way, for that reason.
No, he can go back to Reuven, because...
He's the original seller.
Yes.
But if it's a gift, so I gave you a gift, I took it away, what do you want? You didn't pay anything for it? Okay, fine, very good. But if it's two documents that are sales, or two gifts, then the second one nullifies the first one.
Exactly.
My time of why?
They're assuming that's on all the cases.
Right. Why? What's the reason for that? So... Like in America, it's so obvious. You can't come with two documents and say the same thing. But halachically, what's wrong with that? So, Rafa Marmar, Amar Oduyu Oduye Odule, maybe he would admit that the first document is a forgery. Right? Ravacha Omar, Amar Achule Achal Lishibude. He says, no, not that he admits that it's a forgery, but he was mochalit. He was mochalit. Mochel the first document. What's the difference between these two reasons? So there are three differences. Now, we'll read them all first, and then we'll say them in Rashi. Number one, Ike Benayhu. The three differences are, Arue Sadi, do the witnesses who signed on this first shtar, do they become possible in the latest now? Because they signed on a forged document? Number one. Number two, L'shlume Peire. Who has to pay for the damages or the fruits eaten during the time of those two documents? If the document's a forgery, then it was never bought. It was forged. So for 2 months, you held yourself out as the owner. You were not the owner if you hold it was forged. Right? There's a buyer and a seller. So the buyer comes with two stars. I bought it in January, and I bought it in February. So what's the pshat? What's the halacha? The second one's mevatel the first one. Why? Either because the first one's a forgery, right? So of course the second one's mevatel the first one. The first one's a forgery. If the first one's a forgery, then the eidim who signed on it are pasul. If the first one's a forgery, the buyer owes the money. He wasn't the owner, but he was pretending he was the owner, right? He owes all the fruity aid. He owes it to the seller. The seller never sold it
during the time.
Right, and then the third difference is ulataska. Who pays the property taxes during that month? Now, 1 second. If you hold, not that it was a forgery, and the third answer is who pays the taxes? The seller. Why? Because the buyer didn't own it. He's a liar. That's if you hold it was all a forgery. What's the second shot? The second shot was it was mochel. Who's mochel? Right. Right. Look at Rashi. Ayure Sahadi. Hachasumim Barishon. The Aiden that saw it on the first document. Lirafram Psulim. According to Rafram, who said what? That the first document's a forgery. Did he have Pasul Aiden? The signing on a forged document. Liravacha Ksher. According to Ravacha, they're fine. So it wasn't forged. Just what happened? The Balcho. The what?
He's
Mozart. Mochel. Mochel. Second one. Lishlume Peri. Who pays the fruits? Shachal Lokeach. That the buyer ate Bainsman Rishon Lizman Sheni. Le Rafram Mishalim. According to Rafram, the guy has to pay. Why? But he didn't own it. And the third one is Lataska. Who's paying the taxes? Lifroa Masakarka. Lemelech. Who pays the property taxes to the king? Bainsman Rishon Lizman Sheni. Le Rafram Alamocher. According to Rafram, it's on the seller. Why? But the buyer never owned it. It was a forgery. Le Ravacha Mamoch Leperea. Ravacha Alokech Leperea. According to Ravacha, it's the buyer. Why? Really, he owned it. Really, he owned it. He bought it. What happened? The seller was Mochel. Mochel what? Mochel his rights, maybe, and then they made a new document for whatever reason. That's why there are two. But it's not that there's nothing fishy going on. So therefore, the seller has to. The seller has to pay the property taxes.
Tosus has a good question. Tema Gadola.
Where? Yeah, where?
Iki Benaya. I already said that. Tema Gadola. So he has a good question.
Yeah, I see.
Tema Gadola. In the compostel. I don't understand the question.
Okay. It's a complicated. I didn't want to go into it. It's very. Rabbi Kiva Eger asked the question on it. How do they aid them? It's very complicated.
And they become possible.
Yeah, how do they know? How do they know? Why, what do you want from them? What do they know?
Right.
Guy comes and says, "Listen, he sold me land. Where is he? He's not here right now." What do they know? They don't know what's a for. How do they know? The buyer is a low life. What do you want from the Adam? Why are they puzzle Adam? It's a whole discussion. Well, the Gemara says it. The Gemara says Adam. Rashi didn't make it up. Right? The Gemara says the Aru Reisadi. So what does that mean? So Rashi said it means they become pasulaydis. Okay. Now, my havi alod the ksuva. What's the bottom line about the ksuva? Guy comes with two ksuvas. So Toshma, Damer Vehuda Mar Shmuel, Mishum Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, Mona Masayim and the Erizin, Tof Sefes Menanisuin. The base amount is from the Eris. The base amount is from Shas Erizin. The Tof Sefes is Shas Nisuin. The Chamom Echadzeh Vechadzeh Menanisuin. No, they're both from Shas Nisuin. Vehilchaza Echadzeh Vechadzeh Min Ha Nisuin. Okay? Next Mishnah. Okay, now we're going to start learning about something called Motzi Shemra. Motzi Shemra means that a man accuses his wife that she was not a basula. If he's right, she gets killed. Because she was Mazana. Ish. If he's assuming it's not a sex faker. If he's wrong, then that means he brought false Edom to say she was not a basula. He has to pay, and he gets Malchus. And he's never allowed to divorce her. Okay? Now, it's a funny thing. It says in the Torah, by in the case of Naira Hamurasa, that's what it's called, it says there, like, a few times, the word Yisroel, thrown in there, like, out of the blue. It says, Al-Basul is Yisroel. And Kiyasasad Nevala be Yisroel. So what is that? What is that? All those extra words, Yisroel. So the The Gemara is going to explain. For here we go. A gioras. She's a gioras. Shenis gaira bita ima vizinta.
With her mother.
What?
Both of them.
The mother, right, in other words, she was born a guy. The mother becomes a gioras, and she converts her daughter at the same time to also be a Jew. She wasn't born a Jew. Harei ze bechenek. So the dinim of Naira Hamurasa don't apply to this girl. She grows up, she becomes a Jewish girl, she went to Beis Yaakov and everything, she gets married, but she does this terrible Aveira. I forgot to mention that a Naira Hamurasa gets Skila. Every other Ashes ish who has an affair gets Chenek. She gets Chenek, she doesn't get Skila. Says Rashi, Afilin is Gaira, Pechusa Bibaz Gimel Shanim. Even if her mother converted her when she was a baby, Dicheskas Besulahi. So she's still a Besula. But even if Saif happened to her when she was under the age of 3, we assume the Besulim grow back. So she's really a Besula. So what do you want from this poor girl? Dechik, Siva, Skila, Benaira Hamurasa, Beisrael, Ksiv. When it says that a Naira Hamurasa gets Skila, it's talking about Yisrael. Meaning what? She's born that way. Ksiv, Ki Asa, Nevala, Beisrael. Because it said she did this terrible thing in Yisrael. Okay?
This is not Motzi Shemra. This is Zinth and Adam that she used in the Zah.
Correct. Now, and by the way, also, Ein la lo Pesach Bezav, and they would do the skila in front of the father's in front of her house. That's what Bezdin would do. The Gemara is going to say she ruined this house. Let her be punished over here in front of the house, right? She did a terrible thing. She ruined her father's reputation. Let her be killed right here. It doesn't apply to this girl. And by the way, v'lo me'asela, you also don't pay 100 shekel if it's not true. And she did nothing wrong with her. The whole thing was baloney. She wasn't Mizana. That's one case. Second case is Haisa Harasa Shelo Bekedusha Vile Dasa Bekedusha. What if the mother converted while she was pregnant? So when the baby's born a Jew, but the baby wasn't conceived as a Jew. Then Harezu Beskila, that the Skila for that, then yes. But Ve'en La Lo Pchaz Bez Lo Pesach Bezav Lo Me'asela. But the other two dinim don't apply to her. What kind of split is that? It's based on Pesukim. And the third case is, there are three cases by a Gioras. The third case is, Haisa Harasa Vile Dasa Bekedusha. What if the whole thing was Kadosh? The mother converted and then 2 years later she gets married and she has a baby? So the pregnancy and the delivery were both as a Jew? Then, Harehi Kibasi Shola Chal Devera, a full-fledged Jew. Okay? Good? Yeshla Av. Now, what about this? Yeshla Av. Let's say she has a father, but Ve'ein La Pesach Beitav. But she doesn't. Father doesn't have a house. The father's a homeless man. Or Yeshla Pesach Beitav. She has a father, has a house, but Ve'ein La Av. Doesn't have a father. The father died. There's still a house. The mother's living there. All the brothers, but he's not there. Harezu Beskila. Those details don't matter, right? Where are they going to kill? Lo Nemar Pesach Beitav El La Mitzvah. Okay, Pesach Beisav is a mitzvah, it's a chachila. And if you don't have if there is no house, or there is no father, she still gets chachila.
That's so critical to the point, she's
going to
kill her.
Now, Minahani Mili, how do you know this? How do you know what? That if she was that if she got pregnant as a guy, then converted, and then had a baby, how do you know that that's chachila? Right?
How does Moshe Shemra come into this right now? Has it come into play?
Because the only way a girl could get skila is if she didn't have nesuin yet.
Right.
Right.
No, she has mezana under
nesuin. Yeah, but how does anyone know that? You only know that because the husband discovers she's not a basula.
And then he brings
her claims against her, and then it turns out he's baloney. It was all made up. He Motzi Shema. He besmirched his own wife.
Right, but with a skila part, how is he proving that?
Let's say it's true. He brings Adim. How are you going to prove it wasn't before they were engaged?
Right.
You have to prove that somehow. Let's say you can prove that. But let's say you prove it, and it's taka true, then it's against skila.
And she was mourned.
And she was mourned the whole thing. They were engaged. Two people saw her walking around with another man, and they gave her the hasra.
Right, and then he discovers that
they don't. They don't say anything to the Eidim. I don't know why. They don't want to ruin the. They want to come to the wedding. It's a very fancy wedding. They want to be there. And then after the wedding, they mention, by the way, he says, "Yeah, it's a funny thing. I didn't see the Dam Besulim either." Right. So then he starts a lawsuit against her. Okay. So, don't worry. We're just getting started with this sugya. This is going to go on for a few days. Okay, don't worry about Motzi Shemra. You're going to have it coming out of your ears like everything else. Right? So, Manahani, how do you know? Amar Rish Lakish, Amar Kor, it says in the Pasuk. Umesa, it says Umesa, and she dies. So obviously, she's going to die, right? Larabos, Harasa, Shlo Bekedusha, Philadasa, Bekedusha. Right? To include such a person, get Skila. Ihachi, so Milka Nami, Loki, Umesel, Nami, Mishalim. So, what if it's not true? What if it's not true? What if he did a terrible thing against his wife? It's not true. She was a nice woman. So maybe he should get skila. He should have to get malchus and pay. Because he was mostly shemra. So Amar Shlok, Amar Kra, no. Umesha lumitha nisrab of the knas. No. The only thing that we learn out from this is that she gets the extra skila, but he doesn't get anything happens to him. Ve'ema l'rabo sarasa v'ladasa b'kedusha. Maybe it comes to include that case. No. Who he saw Mali is he? She's a full-fledged Jew in that case. And she was pregnant, and the delivery were both when she was Jewish. Then the daughter was a full-fledged Jew. This question is difficult. The Ema, maybe it comes to the rabbis, it comes to include Harasa v'ladasa shalava kedusha. That it comes to include a girl that was born a guy, then mother converted her, and that's what we're talking about. That you get skila for that. So says the Gemara, the Im Kain b'Yisrael ma'ahanile. Then why did you say the word Yisrael? These extra words Yisrael. That's a very difficult question. Very difficult question. Right? Tosos says, I'm not sure what he says by this. The little Tosos, the Ema, the second Ve'ema, the little one. Tema, Adarabba, Islam Lu'ukme, Krabi Didami. What are you taking the Torah, the Pasuk now, and learning it out for something totally out of context? So there was a half meaning that maybe that would apply.
Who gets the 100? She does it?
What?
Who gets the $100? I'm just checking.
We're going to get to that. Now, Amr of Yosi Bar Chanina. You ready for this? Hamotzi Shemra Al HaYisoma Potter. If the girl doesn't have a father, you don't have to pay. But the Mishnah didn't say that. But the Mishnah said, if you don't have a father, the Mishnah said, Skila. Now we're talking about where there's nothing wrong. The whole thing was baloney. And now the husband has to pay. We're not talking about a case of Gioris now. Regular girl. Right? You marry her, you make a taina against her, that she's not a basula. The whole thing was baloney.
How's it baloney?
What?
He concedes, or...
We're going to get to Eidim Zoma, man. We're going to get to everything. Don't worry. We're going to get to Eidim Zoma. I'm telling you, you're going to...
I'm just going to try to see this here.
Eidim Zoma. We're going to get to it tomorrow. How could you say that she was not a basula? You were with us. Right?
They think that she had an affair.
Correct. How could they say that? You were with us. And then,
he still has his claim, Pesach Pasuach, or whatever. So what happened today?
He can't make a claim without Eidim. He can take a claim, yes, she wasn't a Basula.
No,
so they'll say, well, she was a Mukaseit. Remember? Prove it. I have Eidim. She went to this hotel room with this guy 2 weeks before the wedding.
Right, I'm saying Thursday morning when he went to bed, he had nothing. I found her.
So remember we learned about Bez?
Yeah.
What's he going to Bezin for? Maybe Eidim will come. Remember Rashi said that?
Right, but he doesn't have Eidim when he goes.
This was not right. She's not a Basula. And then she'll say, listen, because when I was a little girl, I fell off a horse. A whole story. We had all this. Right? Now we'll get into what happens. So, says Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Hamozi Shemer ala Basu ala Yisoma Pater. If the girl doesn't have a father, she's Pater to pay. Why? Who are you paying? There's no father. Says to Shinemar, Vinasnu la via Naira. Pratlazusha ain't love. She doesn't have a father. Masiv Rav Yossi Bar Avin, Vitem Rav Yossi Bar Zvida. 1 second. It says by a mafate, right? What does it say? V'immo'en yimo'en avia. If the father doesn't want to give her over, right? Remember we said? By a mafate, if the father doesn't want, I'm not having my daughter marry this creep, right? So he doesn't have to marry her. But the law is he has to marry her, then it's up to them. Right? So it says, right? So let's look at the Rashi. Oh, we have a minute to look at this Rashi. It's a big Rashi, but Rashi, I'll read it outside. Basically, Rashi says that we learned that from Onus and Mafate, that the Xerishav is back and forth, because it said some by one, and above, it said how many shekel by one, but the other one, it didn't say how many shekel. Like, Xerishav was 50-50. It says, Mo'in Yimo'in, double Lashon, that the girl and the father can both refuse. And it both applies to Motzi Shem, to Ones and Mafate. They're all the same halachas. The point is, say the same thing by Motzi Shema. Just because she doesn't have a father, it's not Ma'akiv. By Onus and Mafata, what happens if she didn't have a father? You give it to her herself, the knas. Right? Same thing over here. What, no father, there's no knas? Where does it come that from? Why should that be? You hear Rashi's question? And the question is, Onus and Mafata are both learned out, everything's both the same halachas. So throw Motzi Shemer into the mix. It's all the same thing. A guy did something not nice to his wife or to this girl. So you pay a knas. In a perfect world, it goes to the father. There is no father. You still pay. So the Gemara answers, Hu mosiv la v'hu mafarik la. No. The case is like this. Beba'a leha, he had relations with her, v'yachakach nisyasma. And then she became a yisoma. So who do you give it to? Right?
So
what?
The father was around when he came here.
Started the fish.
Yeah, the father was around when he did.
Correct. And what if he would have violated her and there is no father, Taka?
But that's the problem.
Then he would agree that there's no knas.
Right.
Give no one to pay. That's what he meant. In all those cases, when the father was alive at the time it happened, then he died afterwards. All right. So there was a claim. Rava Amar Chayev. Rava says, you're Chayev to pay. What's the difference, father or not? Mimai. Why? Midatani Ami. Ami said like this. It says in the Pasuk, you have to pay 50 kesef, 100 shekel for a Motzi Shemra, al besulas Yisrael. What does it mean, besulas Yisrael? Because you lied about a besulas Yisrael? Besulas Yisrael, velo besulas Gerim. Right? Now what does that mean? Iyamit bishloma ki agavne, b'Yisrael, mechayiv. If you don't have a father, if the girl doesn't have a father, and you still have to pay, that makes perfect sense. Hainu itzrich kra l'ma'ute gerim. That's why you have to exclude gerim. Ele'i amr b'Yisrael b'chagav the putter. But if a girl doesn't have a father, you don't have to pay. A gioris never has a father. Right? Hashta b'Yisrael putter b'gerim y'baya. I need a pasuk to tell me that a ger doesn't have to pay? A ger? A gioris? They never have a father. Their father's not considered their father. They have a father. It wasn't.
The father. It goes to the Indian of what exactly did the other guy do?
Right, but so if there's no father,
he's not embarrassing the family. There's no family.
But if there's no father and you don't have to pay, and then why do I need a lemur to tell me that if that only Basul's Israel, a Basul's Gerim never has a father, halachically.
So maybe we think it goes to her.
What?
Maybe we think it goes to her.
So Rabbi Kiva Eger asked that question. You know what he answers?
He doesn't.
Tzarech Yom.
Really?
No answer. So let's say it goes to her. It's exactly Moti's question.
But it can't.
What?
Because that's the end of what are you doing.
It's circular.
Exactly. But right. Moti Shemra,
why should not go to the estate?
What? That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger asks. That's what you're asking. That's what Moti asks. The answer is Tzarchi. It doesn't give an answer. Let's just get to the bottom. We had this Gemara already. The Gemara we have, the Amar Shlakish. Hamoti Shemra la Katana Pater. If she's a Katana, you're also Pater. Shemra, because it says, Venusna Lavia Naira. It says Naira, they're Mali. Not with a hey, Davra Kosov. So the means she has to be a real Naira, not a Katana. A real Naira. Maskaflo Ravacha Ava, time with the Kosov, but Naira. That's because it says Naira. Ha, Lav Hachi, if not for that, have me not feel a Katana? What? If it wouldn't have said the word Naira, I would think it's a Katana? Paksiv, the Amen Tal Yadavra, but if it was true, Hazeh, Lodim Tuba Basulim, and there's no Basulim, Lenaira to the Naira, and it would tell me now it means a Katana, Votzias a Naira, El Pesach Beis Avia, Viskalua, Viktana Bas, La Basonjani. But a Katana can't get Onshin. So of course she has to be a Naira. If she's a Katana, there's no Onshin. So Gemara says, you're right. Ella, Naira, El Kan Naira, you're right. Here it says Naira with a full hay. Ha, call Makum, Shinamar Nar, without a hay, naira, afilu katana, mashma, then it would be mashma katana. But you're in a chanami. Over here, she can't be a katana. That's all.
So if she has an...
And when she's a katana, this doesn't apply. Because if it would be true, she can't get tequila. Because she's a katana.
Well, the 20 is
no object. No, no. No, never said that. Okay, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.